Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days between and including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. L'chaira, Rosh Hashanah, not by coincidence, is on Aleph Tishrei, because the Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, and Chazal explained that means that it was Chaf Hei Elul, the Briyas Ha'olam was Chaf Hei Elul. So Adam Harishon was Noitzar on Aleph Tishrei, and it's Roi Umat'im that the Yom Hadin should be on Aleph Tishrei. That says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally was Dan, that there should be a Briyas Ha'olam. And then every year, it's again Nisoirer, that Indian, that the Eibishter is re-Dan, should there be a Briya. If at the original time, by the Briya, it was Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim, the only difference is that every year that it's reenacted, but we blow the Shofar to be Ma'oirer, the Vayipach Ba'apov. We do an Aficha. That's Ma'oirer, the original Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. So it's Be'emes, the right, correct date for Yom Hadin on Briya Soilam, Aleph Tishrei. Me'idach, this day Yom Kippur, Yud Tishrei, is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brev Chasod of Meir Yoyim Slichu Mechila on Yud Tishrei. It's not a coincidence that it's on Yud Tishrei. Avad, we know that the Lucha Shniyos, after the whole Cheshvan of the Chet Egel with our Boim Yoyim, the Lucha Shniyos and the Yoyim HaSlicha was on Yud Tishrei. So Yom Kippur is Be'etzem Roy, Umat'im, that it should be on Yud Tishrei. Ki'ilu Voltas Given, that the Yerida of the Lucha Shniyos was somewhere in Shvat, so that's when Yom Kippur would be. Where does it say that there's a Chesto of the 10 days? We rather have Yom Adin on Aleph Tishrei. I'm being more as Kach Nir and Hadvar, and Avad is Nishtas, and Lechur separately, Beli Kesher, there's the Yom Aslicha of the Lucha Shniyos, of Torah, of Tshuva Me'ava, which is Torah, is on Yom Kippur, is on Yud Tishrei. But Avad is Mavur in Chazal Nishtas, that there's a bear of Asorah Yomim, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Not grada that Yom Hadin and Yom Habri is Aleph Tishrei, and the Li Kesher, Yom HaSlicha v'Yom HaLuchashniyas v'Kabbalah Torah Me'av is on Yud Tishrei. It's be'etzem as HaMahalach of the Asara Yomim. B'Rosh Hashanah Nichtav v'Yom Kippur Nechtam, according to some of the Tanoim. It's a Hemshech. The Yom Hadin Gufa is a process. Be'inan Impluyim v'Oimdim during these Asara Yomim. And Basoif B'chassima is on Yom Kippur. There's a connection of these 10 days. The emes is on Rosh Hashanah, we say it's Kulay Malchiyos, but the emes is Yom Kippur is also B'china of Malchiyos. Me'idach Yisri Yom Kippur is Torah, Matan Torah, Luchay Shniyos. Avada Rosh Hashanah also is Torah. Rosh Hashanah is Bakoshas Chayim, Ein Chayim Ela Torah. So Avada, they connected on both ends of it. And there's even a remez, the shame of Agnos, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, the way we pronounce Hashem's name. We don't pronounce the Yud Kevavke the way we pronounce that name. The middle letters is Dan, but the Eibishter is Dan. When is he Dan? From Aleph to Yud. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and then Yud. The Eibishter is Dan from Aleph to Yud, from Aleph Tishrei to Yud Tishrei. Benoistach, we know that Avadim and the Raisa Rosh Hashanah is only on Aleph Tishrei, but because of the Etzem Dikasveke, the Yoimah that was Hukva, the Klal Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which Memela leave over 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the emes is a lot more in the Sfarim also about this bear of the Shiva Yomim. The Shiva Yomim of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Shiva Yomim besides Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Mishnah in Yuma starts off, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yoyim HaKippurim Mafrishin Kayim Gadol. There's an Indian of these 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Arizal calls them the 7 days of Chol HaMoed between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Sfarim also explain that these 7 days are connected to the 7 days of the week, and therefore each day is Mechuvin to be Machaper and be Ma'orah Pachuvah connected that day. Kipshutoi, the Hainu, it goes with the day of the week, that today is Yom Chamishi, so it's connected to all the Yom Chamishi. Others say no, it's Pashat, it goes in order, which means by definition, Tzom Gedali is Mechuvin connected Sunday, and Erev Yom Kippur, the Mechuvin is connected Shabbat, if you go like that, Mahalach. It goes in order of the week. Mechuvin, that's the bear of the 7 days. It's also interesting, Rav Tzadik is Ma'orah, that there's a Gemara in Yuma that says Gedoyla Tshuva, and it brings a Rishima. And if you go through it, there are 7 things that the Gemara says Gedoyla Tshuva, Shedoy Chaloyta say Gedoyla Tshuva, Shedoy Nisnas and Tzchuy, that's a whole Rishima, Gedoyla Tshuva. The emes is there are 7 memories of Gedoyla Tshuva in Masechta Yuma. But there's also 1 memra of Gedoyla Tshuva in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Gedoyl Tshuva Shemakaras Gedar Dinei Shabodim Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin Yom Beis. Rav Tzadik explains Rosh Hashanah is also a Yom of Tshuva. So Rosh Hashanah's member of Tshuva has that member, the member, and he explains why. That's the member of Mekaras Gedar Dinei Shabodim. And separately, you have the seven members of Tshuva. We'll see the Hemshech. The seven members of Tshuva connected to seven days of the week. Now Me'idach Yisro, we say that there's really Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, as we said, not that by coincidence Rosh Hashanah is the first day and Yom Kippur is the last day, Grada, nor Be'etzam of Mahus of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. From Aleph to Yud, the Eibishter is done, Shem Adnus. This forum explained that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is connected to the Aseres HaDibrois. Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyos, Briyas HaOilom, is the Dibra Rishoyna, Anoichi Hashem Alikecha. There are some that are marked even connected each one of the 10 days why they're Shaykh. You have to know, Ayin Shom, Avalinyonenu, the last day is connected. Yom Kippur is connected, like Sachmoy. Yom Kippur, we bazundur work on even Ben Odom, Lechaveiroi, on Hargoshav, like Sachmoy, which Be'emes B'mahos is also Kulei Malchiyos. Someone that's Mash, Maven, and Mazin, and understand. That's Kulei Malchiyos and Einoi Movadi. Was past Achemda, was past Akinah, was past Sekum Tem, Sekum Tmir, Sekum Vienna. The Rabbanu Shalom Fiyat Tevel. Kulei Shaloi. It's also connected to Esther Sviros, where once again, in the way of Cheshmim, the Sviros, that the Eivishter, that Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is connected Malchus on the bottom, and Yom Kippur is Keser, is all the way on the top. It's also connected to Esther Kedushas. The Mishnah in Masechet Kelim and Perek Aleph says there are 10 Kedushas, starting with Eretz Yisrael, all the way following up to the highest Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Yom Kippur Godel goes in Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a Medrash that says that the Esther Yomim is connected to Esther Nesiyonis, Shenes Nase, Avram Avinu. And in the schus of those Nesiyonis, the Eibishter asked him, what do you want to be Zoicha? He says he wants that there should be Aseres Yimei Tshuva, connected to Esther Nesiyonis. Is a harchov in this form also, each Nesoyin connected which day. Akeda, Bechlal, you have to know that the Bezunder Shmuz, did the Akeda happen on Rosh Hashanah or did it happen on Yom Kippur? Machloik is here in Midrashim. This is a Nidin Bechnei Atmai, when the Akeda was. The Goyim writes that there's also another Nekuda, why that for 10 days? And like we said, well, hey, the reason it comes out the 10 is because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaBriyat, Yom Kippur, Asara B'Tishrei happens to be the Yom HaSlicha, and the Tzivishin is not 10 days. But the Goyim says it's also, and it's not a steer, it's all Mechub in this Inyan. The same way that the Aseret HaDibros, L'moshul, it was Aseret HaDibros, but Avad Esot Farmokten Zich, it contained the entire Taryag, Kemoikein, the Asara Yomim over here, Be'emes, contained the entire year. The entire 365 days of the year. And the Goyin explains, it's interesting that in the solar year there are really 365 days. In the Shona of the Yireach, when we go with the Levana, with Kiddush HaLevana, we go with 11 days less, that's 11 days, you know. However, he says that's the 10 days. The reason why Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there's still an opportunity, an ability to affect and be metaken on the previous year. And it's Meshach Shaychi still, on one hand it's the new year, but on one hand it's Meshach Shaychi the previous year. It's because these 10 days, the emes is the Hashlomo of the 365 days of a solar year. Our states, if we want it Mechuvan to the Chodesh of the Levana, so every 3 years, 2 or 3 years, we have Hashanah Muberes, which is how the Eibishter made it that Barois Chach Moslem, and Chazal understood, Yoydei Bina, that it's worked out exactly the Mechuvan. Oh, but these 10 days is the Etzem the Hashlomo of those 10 days. It's interesting, there's a Rashash in Gittin, Daf Yitches, the Gemara over there says, L'hichshu Rav Shimon Elo La'alter of Mikan Vada Asara Yomim Lo, a whole sugi there about a get muktim, and Rav Shimon makes the chilek if it's from now till 10 days. And what's if it's 10 days, and if it was for 9 days, then it's different, 11 days, what's the 10 days? The Rashash over there says in Gittin, it's because there's a Metzias like this, that a person up till 10 days can change his mind, can be nimlach. He says, Dugma L'dovar, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is Lavdach, he says, it's going on the 10 days from David and Novel. He said it wasn't Rosh Hashanah then. No, there's a Be'etzim, there's a Chetz of the 10 days. Now the Aseret Yimei Tshuva, there's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Agantha Simen in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish Gimel. It's brought down, and the Makor is ready from the Goyinim, the Kadmoinim. Roy, that a person, even if a Gantz Yor, he's not Nizer and Pas Palterin, but during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Roi Eloi, that he should be Nizar in Pas Paltin. The Makor is from Yerushalmi, the Torah brings. And the Mefarshim talk about this. Loved after the Mefarshim of Lanarach, the Balei Amusar, Balei Avoida. What's the Yisoid? What's the Yisoid of this halacha? In Aseret Yemei Tshuva, even if you're not Nizar in Pas Paltin, the rest of the year, but in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. If we may phrase the question as follows: on Erev Yom Kippur, you already went to the store to buy the Stella Dora cookies that you're planning to break the fast with on Moitzi Yom Kippur, and you know that's what you're holding, that's what you're planning to do. So what's the inyan? Vemin nartmin up. Who are we fooling? What is the inyan of this hanhaga of the chumra of Pas Paltin? So there's many mahalchim. What's the pshat? First of all, thus alleging that it's Ernst the days, and if a person is going to take himself a little more seriously and be nizhar a little bit more and be machayim a few more mitzvahs or be nizhar a few more averis, it's kedai. Kedai. There's another mahalach also the Chofetz Chaim brings. A marshal, he says, every brick counts when you're building something. You add an extra brick. Kol maldeinu maldein. L'maisa, it's an opportunity. The oilam is ernst anyways. If you'll chop around a couple of extra squeers, what can shatten? And then he says, that's bachlal a shayla. If you're supposed to try to chop in squeers during a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Ramah says that you're supposed to do Kiddush Levana on Moitzi Yom Kippur. And the goyin over there in the Bir Adroa, he's Meir No, he says it's better to do Kiddush Levana during a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Chop around an extra squeers. An extra mitzvah. So that itself could be the Indian. You know you're not going to be holding like this the whole year, but everyone else is ernst also. An extra brick can't hurt. It's Rebach. Kulei Rebach. What do you have to lose? Kulei Rebach. So don't have a push side. But about it, there's more depth to this. The Yisoid is a person has to show the emes where his Ratzon is. Where his Ratzon is and how stark he wants to really be holding. You set a goal of, even though you know you're not holding there, but you want to have she'ifas to where you're holding. But I want to explain something. Everyone talks about all the Bali Musar that how a person is supposed to make a small Kabbalah. Because if you make something unrealistic and you have she'ifas to be flying to Madregas, loy loy, not yours, so then it's going to fizzle out anyways. What do you have to gain? They bring a marshal of a person that had enough money to get all the way to his destination by train, pumped enough money for a third class ticket to make it all the way, and instead he bought a first class ticket, so they threw him out of the train when he got to Cheshbon, and when he got to Kiev. But the point is, he didn't make it till the end of the trip. You have to know how to spread it out entirely. But the chayr, it could be that after during a Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you know, the Sfarim writes that Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. The Echad the Elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. And Rosh Hashanah already, that's the Rosh Hashanah for the Adam. So it's a process. Elul is like, you're still like a Behema, and then you process through like an Adam. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we manage to come like a Malach. So the truth is like this. The Gemara Chagiga says that there are certain things that an Adam is comparable to a Behema. Certain things that a Ben Adam has in common with the Behema. On the other hand, there are certain things that Adam has in common with the Malach. So what is he really? So that's going through this process in Elul. If from Elul to Rosh Hashanah became Adam, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur was Zuchim, trying to climb to become Malach. I heard B'Shem, the Chassam Sofer writes that Behema is the same gematria as Ben, 52, and as Eliyahu, meaning a Ben Adam, all 52 weeks of the year, is always through that process. Is he like a Behema, a Kelev? Kelev is also 52, Behema, Kelev. Or is he like a Malach, like Eliyahu? They're both 52, it's the same. You have that in common. But Beznunda during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva is when we're striving a little bit to be Malachdik. So I want to say a Chiddush in the Hanhoga from Aseret Yemei Tshuva. If there's permission. Avada. A realistic mahalach has to be that you have to be making your kabbalahs in a oifer that it's a kabbalah katana, that realistically you're holding where where you're going to pull it through the entire year. But the same way we explained in the beginning that in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it's kedai to be machmer because every brick counts. So literally that meant even if you got yechap a few more schuyas, it's kedai. But maybe it's moterer also. Meked yechap in malachim a little bit. A person can heighten his shi'ifas, his musog, and even beyond where he's holding. Not unrealistically and not in a sphere to the idea that he should be working on a program how he wants to process through the next year. But during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you can let yourself be shoyef a little bit beyond. Now there's another nakuda also. The Chassam Sofer said a muscle. What it means why during Aseres Yimei Tshuva you have to fear that's different. And the MS this muscle I heard in a few different versions. The muscle, it's a similar muscle, like Dusach, maybe there's a different Knetche. The Chassam Sofer's Dusach, I heard a person owed a lot of money to somebody. A lawyer, he owed mamish hundreds of thousands of dollars. He didn't have a chance to pay it. And according to the rules in those days, they were going to just throw him in jail. But the last minute, they worked out a deal with him, a hesder, a way, a prisat chovot, and you say that they're going to give him a chance that he could pay it up in monthly installments for the next 45 years. But Hutch knew every month he'll pay $100, $150. They'll give him a long, long, long term installment thing. No, maybe. It's his last chance not to get into jail. And when it comes the first month, he has to pay $150, and he doesn't pay. He starts saying, "Echkenish this, that." It's a gatefish. He didn't pay. He made up a thing. This is mamish lof numishers at the end of giving him it, and he doesn't deliver the first month. A reinen tfisa. They're going to throw him in jail. But if the first month, the second month, the third month, he taka held up on the installments. Afterwards, he taka came through. There was 2 or 3 months that Safalti phoned. They spoke to him. He said, "Listen, it's very tough. I hope to work this out. Mamish, give me just 2 more weeks. You know, that's right." But at least he started off. He paid the first few months. On the first month, goof, at the beginning, to spell it like that, I'm not paying, that's ready for a problem. And Bemis, that's a different akuda, Bemis, it's a totally different word. But Aseres Yimei Tshuva, besides all the other inyanim was saying, it's also the beginning of the year. At the beginning, a person has to at least spell it like something different. The first pasuk of Kriyashma needs more kavana than the rest of Kriyashma. The first bracha of Abba, since when Esrei, needs more kavana than the rest. The beginning of the year, yeah, even that past Paltman, you spell. A nakud of racist, a different word, but a nakud of racist. There's also an enough, selling it by a racist. A similar nusach in Kelm, they used to say, let's say there's a din, there was a choik that you're not allowed to leave the garbage in front of your house, or the snow, or whatever you want to fill in for the mushrooms, and you get a knas if it's there. And you have this guy, you're telling you know, the pakach, the policeman, the guy in charge of giving you a knas if you have it. He's on the way, he's not an explanation, he's coming, within 5 minutes he's going to be here. So he says, Farfalim, it's a 45 minute job until I get rid of everything. They're going to see that I left it all for blunders. I don't stand a chance anyways. So they told him, no, but at least go out. Maybe you're sitting in your house, he comes knocking on your door, you're answering with a cup of lemonade, as though it's a gate in his stone, his one's up. But if he sees, you're trying. Maybe you weren't Matzliach in Gansen, you left over a lot of the garbage. The Paspalton was only for the first 10 days. Oh, but at least you showed. You know, you're off in Gansen, you're off in Vig. I heard once a muscle of Klein Kint that they told us when we were in Cheder that night the parents are coming to speak with the teachers, and therefore the classroom has to look as though a little bit more mechubadik than it usually does. So one of the Kindlech, a mechotik, he says, but the parents know that they're only cleaning it for them when they come, that it's kuknishtoy tazoy. So there's a few neshkoyes in the terrace, but one of them was neshkoyes. Oh, but if this is what they're going to think it looks like after we know that the MS, we clean it up for them, and this is what they can think, Zachdemeisen, Zichadeichnis. That says, Chotzen Aseres Yimei Tshuva. A very important Yisoy, already from the Yimei Aslichis, Dor Hashona and Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, is the Yud Gimel Midas. I want to explain a little bit the Indian. Yud Gimel Midas Arachim, and then Mr. Pasuk says in Shir Ashirim, Ani L'doidi, V'doidi li haroya b'shoshanim. And everyone knows, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, Rosh Tevis Elul, Rosh Tevis Elul, and also the Havoni here is Elul. If you make an Ani l'doidi, is then the Eivishter will reciprocate the doidi li, kifi, what you put in your Ritzoinus to be Meskarev to the Rebbein Shlevim. So it's a Hadadi, Dika relationship, and the Pasuk continues, haroya b'shoshanim. B'shoshanah, Klal Yisrael's Nidmeh k'shoshanah. And the Zohar says that a Sheishana has 13 leaves, 13 petals, 13 olim. Those are connected, the Yud Gimel, Nechilim Shel Rachamim. There are 13 pathways of Rachamim. The Rabbi Shalom expressed Avada, the Rabbi Shalom is Kulei Echad, Avada, Shem Echad, Shmoy Echad, everything Echad. He manifests himself to us in a oifen of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. He was matbiya these Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim in the Torah, and that's the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Torah, the Dreshes Ben, is a manifestation of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. And there are certain tkufis around the Eves of Zamalim and Azman, but again, how he manifests himself to us is in a oifen that Dafkin these days in Elul, Saras Meitshuva, maybe on Yom Tovim, there's a bazunder inyan that we express ourselves with the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, because the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim is a way of being ma'orer those nakudas of Midah Shel Rachamim, and that's why we say these Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. I still brought down on a safe, and just not there were a lot of Gedali Yisroel, Hasidus of Gedali Yisroel, Farn Tkiyas, they used to learn Ktsois. The Hachon of Tkiyas was Ktsois, and I saw there was Farn trying to explain what's the Indian. Verstehnis, what's the Indian? The dot is the Indian, and then Ktsois, and what's the Indian? Ktsois. They wanted to say that if that their hair is, it's with the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Torah dresses then. That's how you still dachsu to the Yud Gimel Midas. Now the Yud Gimel Midas Avad is in Parsha Kisito after the Chetu Egel, Vayered Hashem Ba'onan, Vayisiyatik Yemeshom, and the Eibster, it says, was Misatif with a talus, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. And he teaches Moshe Rabbeinu the soid of saying Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham, V'chanun. There's a machlokes rishonim. What are the Yud Gimel Midas? Then it says, if you don't do the sugya well in Rosh Hashanah, that you're dying, the Tosfos, the rishonim over there. Some rishonim say, maybe there's more. What I saw so far, Durchtan the sugya, that there are 13 sheet, is what the Yud Gimel Midas are. Maybe there's more, but it's not. So the drop from 13. Some of the slichas, they have it as charted out. It's possible to shayla, which words can are mechuvin to the midos? L'moshe, some rishonim say that even the first shein, Hashem, Hashem, the first shein is also from one of the Yud Gimel Midas. Another rishonim say, no, that's farther the tzayrach of kapara. Koydim shiyesta. The Gemara says, ben etarshim in Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean? That's for sure. That's a Gemara. Hashem, Hashem, ani Hashem, koydim shiyesta, ani Hashem la'achar shiyesta. Some Rishonim say Hashem Koydim Shiach the Hamish with the Yud Gimel Midas. It's far the Yud Gimel Midas. That's the shame that's there before. And others say no, that's a chelik of the Yud Gimel Midas. You need Midas Shel Rachamim on Koydim Shiach. Then it's the Rosh learns like that, and the Rosh Tak asks, why do you need Midas Shel Rachamim Koydim Shiach? You need Midas Shel Rachamim Lachas Shiach. So the Bavel then, over some Rishonim Taka say that first shame is not part of the Yud Gimel Midas. The sphere starts from the second shame. Then it is the Goyim and the Arizal and a lot of the Gedolei Acharonim of his Tkufa. He said, Yudke Vovke is not a Midah. Yudke Vovke is Shein Etzem of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't know what that means. The Midah is start from Kael. The Midah start from Kael. Yudke Vovke is not a Midah. Yudke Vovke is before the. It's B'mahusay Echon. It's not Shaykh to B'chlavi Shaykh to the Midah. It's interesting because in the Rishonim, a full Nishtah, the Rizal, the Goyim, they paid a different gang in the Indian. The sphere of the Midah starts from Kael. It's not just whether you start from shame or from kale, it's also whether it goes to nake or to chato or to poike. Harbei sheet is yesh b'zeh. We just opened up a little bit that there's a vikuach in Machlokes Rishonim. If this that the Gemara says, Hashem koydim shiyachta, Hashem lach shiyachta, if the Hashem koydim shiyachta is in the sphere, and that the akroidim say that it starts from kale, I think there's a sheet that it even starts from rachel. It's not a sheet that even kale is also not, it starts from rachel. And MS is like this. These are Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim. It's Yidua that the MS, the Talmud Devorah, who is the Makubal, he talks about the Indian about how a person is supposed to shtel tzu to the Yud Gimel Midas. That it's not just a word of just saying the words, screaming it loud, the whole koichoi, saying the Midas, and being ma'oyer then. A person has to be noyeg of the Midas. And the MS, he has a mahalach, how each one of these Midas, how it manifests itself by the person, and what his anhoga has to be. And as Zetach Etzkak, a big machlokes, we speak at a few of the Iker Makairis on this Indian. On one hand, you have the Haflah, the Bnei Yisrael already brings from the Haflah. He says that Avada, the Indian of Yud Gimel Midas, is just to say them. Just to say them, you say them, the whole Koichai. it's not how you're in a hobby how you feel the chavara. It's a great thing to do also. But I'm saying, but the union of the Ebershter was mafir that he's good to the Jews. Ainam nenam reikam. Is the etzem amiru, the amiru, not the hanhoga that he fears the chapi, what rachel means, what chana means, yim rachel and others and the chule. No, the etzem saying it. So the Hafla says, he says, Marz, he learns like the Achroidim that the first meat is kale. And he says, what does kale mean? Kale. How does, how would the shame kale, Aleph Laman, how does that shaykh by prayer? You give up, you give this mish. But he starts with kale. So he says, that's the pshan of the nusach of davening. Kale, hayreis alon loymar shloish esrei. Kale, the fact that kale, Aleph Lamed, is the first midah, who is from the midahs, that's a hayroah to us. Shehayreis alon loymar shloish esrei. That the hayroah is only to save the yudgimel midahs. There's no need to fear zech vanogah. Melech, we call it from racham, you could say that the ikar anogah is to fear zech with racham. Oh, but the fact that it's also kale, so that's a hayroah, hayreis alon, that all you have to do is save the shloish esrei. On the other hand, there are those that say you have to fear zech with it. It even says, it's a fascinating zach, the Gemara says that the Eibishter was mit'atef in a talis. Mit'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur. What does it mean the Eibishter was mit'atef k'shliach tzibur? What was this talis? Is that the Marsho of the North, the Gemara Marshana, the Marsho says, he said he saw in a sefer Yoshin Michok Masamu Kubolim. He didn't say which sefer, is the mice I saw brought down that it's the sefer from Rav Tudras Halevi, one of the Mekubolim, obviously from a tkufa before the Marsho's time. Wait before, Sefer Yoshan, Michok Matam Kubalan. And it says over there, Nis'atav HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'talus Levona, She Nis'atav B'Briyas HaOilam. By the B'Briyas HaOilam, there was Oita Arka Salma, there was some sort of a light that was Mavik Misoif HaOilam V'Atsoif HaOilam. That's what that talus means. Which Be'etzim, without going into all that, what that means is that the Yisoid of Yudhi Lamit is that it brings us back to the beginning. There was Chait. Nis'atav B'Talus means it goes back to the beginning. But I saw others want to say, no, you know what it means, mis'atef the talis? You have to be, first of all, it's an inyan that when you say shlichus, you should wear a talis. I mean, those that wear a talis, simply put the talis on dafka after shlichus. No, you should wear a talis by shlichus. Zichr the shas, but even everyone, when you're saying yud gil midas, you should be mu'atef the talis. But others say, no, mu'atef means that you should be ma'atef yourself with the midas, not just say it. Fears it with rachum and chan. Mis'atef means that inyan that you manage yourself with that another. Of a truth to the etzim, you know, we have the yud gil midas, whether the din is Hayreisel and Loimar the Shloish Esrei Midas, so to fear the Tanhog of the Midas. But as we mentioned, according to the Rosh, Toysnis, a lot of the Rishonim, the original two Midas are Hashem, Hashem. And the Gemara can say, and both of them are part of the Midas. And the first one is Hashem Koydim Shiyechta. So frank the Rosh. Koydim Shiyechta. What do you need? Rachamim. Koydim Shiyechta. So one thing the Rosh says is, even though it's before Yechta, but the Eibishter knows, Bechir V'Yediyah, this is the problem, but the Rebbe Yisrael knows that you're going to be Yechta, and you already need Rachamim, even before you were Chayte. Another chat, he says, it's talking about Avodah Zorah. It's talking about Avodah Zorah. And Avodah Zorah, B'machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzaref L'Maisen. So by Avodah Zorah, even the Machshava, Koydim Sheyechta, already needs a Kapur. And then the Rosh. And Alpizet is a beautiful Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah writes, you have an abridged version of the Midos again, in Parshas Shlach after the Chet Meraglim, and it says a shorter version of it. It only says Hashem Rach. It says a lot of the words are missing. And it's a whole mean why, but the Meshech Chochmah says why is the Shem missing? Because over there it wasn't Avodah Zorah. By Chet Egel it was Avodah Zorah. Like the Rosh says, Avodah Zorah needs Rachim and even Koydim Sheyech. Hashemkin over there, you don't need Koydim Sheyech. Might I heard two other Nuschois. Maybe it's only the Derech Malitzu. Maybe there's a word over here. Over two other neschoys, what it means, why he needs rachamim koydim shiyechta, the kash of the rush. If the erste shem is ani Hashem koydim shiyechta. So first of all, koydim shiyechta, when a person is holding, about to do an avera, he's koydim shiyechta. It doesn't say koydim that he's far away from it. He's ot, about to do an avera. He's koydim shiyechta. Oy, 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 does he need rachamim? A person that's holding in a massive of ot, koydim shiyechta. He needs a big rachamim. Another neschoy is a person that walks around thinking he's holding by koydim shiyechta. The Emet is holding way la'ach shiyechta. No, he's eingedimmit. That he's a koydim shiyechtenik. Then he's zich and he's rachim. Someone that thinks that he's holding, he's b'chlal in the koydim shiyechta club, and he's zich and wrong. He's way off base. He's tif arayim in la'ach shiyechta. He's zich and he's grace rachim. Shain b'derech molita. But the erste nusach, that someone who's a koydim shiyechta, he's ot about to do a chayt, he needs rachim. Then as I saw in the Benio Yoda, in the Gemara over there, Roshona, Ben Ishchai, he says, what taka the rachamim? Merde gezach. What does it mean that the Eibishter is merachim on you even koydim shiyechta? What's the rachamim? How does it manifest itself? How does it express itself that he was merachim on you before you do the aveira? So he explains that the MS, whenever a person does an Aveira, a person has to realize that as an Odom, he is really Roshay Magia Shamaimo, his neshama is all the way up in the Olamos Elyonim, and it's not shy when he could be Poigim if he does a Chet, and it's not shy when he could be Mitakin if he does a Mitzvah, or does a Mitzvah. And when he's about to do a Chet, he's Koidim Shiesta, it's a Shrekel Chazak, there's going to be earthquakes, World War III is happening. In the Olamos Elyonim, a Poshti Yid, no such thing as a Poshti Yid, a Poshti Yid is doing a Chet, it's not shy to Pagan. And the Rebbeinu Shalom has tremendous rachmanis. The Eibishter, right before he does the chay, cuts him off from being connected to his upper self, and therefore doesn't do the pagam. Now it sounds gavaldic, okay, great plan, everything works out, all the elamim tell you, everything's good. Avada not, because the whole purpose of being in this world is yet to be attached to the Rebbeinu Shalom. This that he has to cut you off is a shrekel tzadach, but it's a rachamim. It's the rachamim of koydim shiyet, the rachamim of koydim shiyet. Now, lemaisa, we said that the two shemes are Hashem, Hashem. Yud Kei Vavkei is the shame that the Rabbi Shalom created the world with Bechlal to begin with. And that's the pshat, because the emes when there's a tzoyrich al yidei tshuva for the Rabbi Shalom to create a situation that he's going to be merachim and mechaper. How does tshuva do that? How does the midah so rachim do that? Is because it makes a new Yud Kei Vavkei. It makes a new Bria Shalom. There was a Yud Kei Vavkei koidim Bria Shalom. Koidim the chet. Koidim Bria Shalom also, but koidim the chet. After that chet, that was nifgam tak. It was rachim and everything with the Ben Ishchaya, but the Meister was a pagam. The way to be mistaken that is the second shame. It's a new aschola, a new Yud Kevavke, a new Bria. Now, Tein Daikra Shaloi to Kalka. But that's the Mahalach Advarim of the Yud Gemamidus. We mentioned in the beginning, we said that the Gemara Yumo has 7 memories of Gedoyla Tshuva. Each one is saying a Zog. What's the Indian? A few minutes, we'll talk about some of them. One of the memories is the Gemara says, Gedoyla Tshuva Shemagasa Kisi Akovit. Gedoyla Tshuva Shemagasa Kisi Akovit. What's made of Admagasa Kisi Akovit? Machloik is Pshat in the Gemara there. Marsha says that the Tshuva could be Magia to Kisi Akovit. Tshuva can take it to such a Madrega of Kisi Akovit. I mean, Chanan Alon's Punk Pakar, he says, it's the Aveira. Was so shreklich that the Aveira was already poigin ad kisi akovit. Tshuva can still help. The ad kisi akovit is going, klapi, how far the chait was poigin. Rebbe says another pshat also, Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha, a person has to realize that whatever masiv he's in, even if a person's in the shreklich masiv, his chait was poigin by the kisi akovit, he's there, but what was he doing there? Yeah? The chait was poigin to kisi akovit. A person has to know that Ad Hashem Alekecha, the Rabbi Shalom is with you everywhere. I feel about Hastar. In the Shrek Slecha Choshech. The Abish says, there also, Ad Hashem Alekecha. Memes, I saw once an interesting shot. It was said by Bishop Chomet. Zeh Boizik Ad Mokim Shiyadi Magas, Zeh Boizik Ad Mokim Shiyadi Magas. So what's by Tshuva? It's also Ad Mokim Shiyadi Magas. You don't get to everywhere by two Shechein, and he goes Ad Mokim Shiyadi Magas. Ad Mokim Shiyadi Magas. Hashar Mavatla, you know, two people. They can't get it. They can't both. Over here also, by Tshuva, it's Ad Mokam Shiyadi Magas. The Emes, and a person has to go Ad, Ba'ad, Bechlal, Ad Mokam Shiyadi Magas. Over Tzud, Tzud, that he gets to Ad Mokam Shiyadi Magas, then Avad, Ad Hashem Elikecha, because the Rebbeinu Shalom is Il Molech HaLiz Baruch Hu Oizroi and Yochalog. So it's anyway to see Ad Nishmai. So that's Kavaldi. You do Ad, and whatever the Ad Mokam Shiyadi Magas is, can see whatever the Ad Mokam Shiyadi Magas is. Nu Kavaldi. That Genoi, that what, and the Abish knows what was required of you. But what was required of you was the Ad Shiyadi Magas. And that is Ad Hashem Alekecha, because that's exactly what you had to do if you didn't go the full way. Isn't it? Alright? Avad Hashem, Pizchuli Pesach Kechudi Shalmachet, but the Kotzke used to say, Kechudi Shalmachet means Dorch and Dorch. It has to go Dorch and Dorch. Gemara said, Doichet, Gidoy le Tshuva, She Doichet Loises Heshe B'Toyra. Doichet Loises Heshe B'Toyra. What's the name? Pashat Pshat, the Gemara is saying, Klal Yisroel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Zivuk. Klal Yisroel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Zivuk. And when we did Averis, the Averis to send us away, and for the Rebbeinu Shalom to take us back, there's now a problem of Machzik Rishosai. And that time, it's Machzik Rishosai Mishanistis, because we did our Averis, we were in Nisrachik, we went to others, we were by others. So it's Machzik Rishosai Mishanistis Lachar, it's a love. And still, Gedoy L'Tshuva, that is Doichel L'Av, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes us back, even though it's Machzik Rishosai. Gedoy L'Tshuva, Shadoichel L'Oisas. So the Achronim ask, Rebbe Kveger, Kabbis Gemara, Masach, Tachorin, they're still on this Gemara. What's the grace of Glick? Gedoy L'tshuva, Shadech Aloysa, but there is a klal, and Esadech Aloysa say. There's a klal, Esadech Aloysa say. Always that's the klal. What's the Besundara Bitoy? Gedoy L'tshuva, that it's able to be Deich Aloysa say. Alamol is the Sadeh. That Esay is Deich Aloysa say. So Farana Mahalik, that the Esay is on klal Yisrael. But the lav is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't say Esei Deich Aloysei when it's Esei Fucha and then Lafi Ilef. The whole Shaila about them in the Achroyim. Rabbi Kvega writes them, Lagabi this. Rabbi Kvega talks about the topic of Esei Deich from one to the other. He still says this Gemara. The Kabbalah Gemara though has a different mahalach. He says it's not that it's Masa Rushasa. The MSC is Fakir, the Eibishter wasn't Megarashas. But it's Eishas Isha Zintza. We will Mizan and Tachas Bayim. And it's talking about the lav of Soita. Eishas Isha Zintza Tachas Bayim. The law of Soita is a law and an essay. You know the sugi Yvonis? By Soita, it's a law and an essay. And that's what the Gemara means. Ain't essay, doicha loisei the essay. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, it's not the Lashon. The Lashon is doicha loisei, but we'll say it means ain't essay, doicha loisei the essay. Because you have the essay, law and essay by Soita. Now, so the problem of them, some Soifer asks, an Isha, an Isha Sish is only also the Baila, she was Mazan of a Rotten. Over here it was Oinus. It's a her. Oinus is not also the Bible. My soifer. So some soifer of that Kodesh Baruch was a coin. I'm on to heaven. Kodesh Baruch was a coin. A coin is also the Bible, even the Oinus. The problem is, if you don't understand you well, a coin is only also the Bible of Oinus, but only a lav. There's no lav in an essay. This that a coin is also the Bible of the Oinus is only a lav. It's Hodeh Kushe L'duchte. It's only one lav. What's G'doy L'tshuva? So I was thinking to say a chiddush. I didn't know the there. Maybe it's both. What taket is in if a person, an isha's mezana tachas baila, and she's a soita, and then he divorces her and she marries somebody else and he wants to take her back? He has both lava, the lava of soita and the lava of masu shas. Grab both of these lava and from the same pot. La yuchu baila lekachta. It's two different lava. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. Enes and doiche, three lava. But that avada is an important yisoy. When we talk about tshuva, tshuva means this zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. We mentioned this, that Rabbi Leib Le'eger used to say, Rabbeinu Gershon Me'or HaGoyla. Why is he called Rabbeinu Gershon Me'or HaGoyla? Because Rabbeinu Gershon made two takonas that saves Klal Yisrael through the Golos. He made a takona that is also to be Megarish Isha Malkorcha, and that it's also to be moist if another wife. The person can have two wives. So this was Matzah Klal Yisrael on the Golos. That's the Eibishter, because of the Takana of Rabbeinu Gershon. He's not allowed to be moist if another Umma. And he's not allowed to be Megarish Os Bal Korcha. These two in Yonah, of not being moist if another Isha. And not being Megarish Bal Korcha. That was Rabbeinu Gershon or Uragol. He kept us out. He kept us out through the Golos. And about we have to know that that's the avoid of these days, to come close to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. If you're right though, Chashav Yisoy, there's a stira. In Rambam, he says that for the Beinoni, that's in Aseres Metuva, how we should fear Zich, Zachat Zich a stira. In some places it's mashma, that the way the Beinoni could be fix himself up, right? He was a Mechta al Mechta. The Tzadik was already Mechta v'chaim. The Russia was already Mechta v'chaim. The Beinoni is Mechta al Mechta. Give him 10 days. What should he do during these 10 days? Do an extra mitzvah. Do an extra mitzvah, it'll tip the scale. Do an extra mitzvah. And it's more honest, like they have to do tshuva. So Pashat you can learn. We spoke about this earlier. It's not going to help to do an extra mitzvah because it's already the new year. It's already a different cheshbon. Your last year's cheshbon was mechta al mechta. Doing an extra mitzvah now won't help. Hagam, we said, the goyim says that it's kedai v'kin shlevana. After doing it, it's going to be tshuva. You have to know. But that could be one ma'alot, that doing an extra mitzvah is not going to be machriya. A lot of the Sfarim talk about the idea, Rabbi Itzala, a lot of Sfarim talk about the idea that in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when it's such a stark, you need to try to become close, not doing tshuva is the biggest aveira. So it's not going to help if you moistens mitzvahs, the nish to tam tshuva is going to tip the scale the other way. But the Shverker is something else. We'll end with this, the Lechem Mishnah's kasha, where is the Kazakh? Why, if the Beinoni is Mechta al Mechta, so why does he need anything? It says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter is Mat Chesed. Eibishter always leans toward
to good.
So if he's, is there any mechtel mechta? So what does Ali?
Or even better, he asked for a nusa.
Go basa chazok. Go basa chazok. Cheskes chai. Person is bechazok. He's not sure if he should go lechaim or lamav. Stop the kashok. Azoy, you can go basa roiv lechaim. Roiv is the takev is lamav. If he's mechtel mechta, chazok. He has a cheskes chai. So the Chumash of Meram is the belt tight to the Ramor, against the word, there's no Cheskes Chai. I heard once a Moshul, married the Kazakh. That's a person was Nigzar and to live a certain amount of years when before he was born. So what do you see? He's the Cheskes Chai. He's supposed to live till he's 82, so that's the time. Shat HaZeh, the Etzim, a person's given 82, 120, whatever he's given, it's already written out. He has an account with those amount of years. But you're not given the whole thing in one shot. It's given to you in installments, yearly installments. You get a check every year for that year. It's in your account. Of etzem, you don't have it yet, and you're starting again nochamo. That's why you're not becheskes chai. You taka parash shana, the mechta mech is also not enough. And that's why you have to tip it off with tshuva. Because mechta mechta fakert. Who says you get it? Did the hamoyt mech avail over I fakert? You have to understand that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, when we're starting off, it's in Ganson. With a fresh slate, and that's why the etzim you have to do tshuva to make a mapecha on what you did before, because the etzim to the beinoni accomplished. Now he's tluyin voimda. Tluyin voimda means he's already hanging, you know, tluyin. Just the guy didn't pull the noose yet. Tluyin voimda. Nochem shalai, so tluyin voimda, the rosha and the tzaddik is written already. The tzaddik is written lichayim. The rosha is written in lachayim. The Tata, La, in Gemara Nadarim is Loi. And the Beinon is Tlui in Voimdim. It doesn't say Nakudis yet. That's the Tlui in Voimdim. Shemizai Chataka, 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 Shemizai Chataka,